Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear.
Thanks for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We have Tim, Arlene, and Derek on hold with one open line for you. Tim, if you can hear me, we're not going to take your call first, but you're asking us about some chipped tile. I tell you what, buddy, if you could take a picture with your phone and send it to us at info@rosieonthehouse.com, that would help me answer your question when it's your turn to come up. But right now, we're going to go to Arlene. Good morning, Miss Arlene. How are you this fine, damp morning?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Good. You high and dry?
I am.
Good, good, good. What's your project? What are you up to today?
Well, I have kind of dated appliances. They're, well, I guess they're bisque. And I wanted to find out if they could be painted because they're all in good working condition. So I don't feel like buying all new appliances.
They can.
Would you know of any companies that do that?
Miss Arlene, where are you?
I'm in Chandler.
Okay. There's a company out in Mesa. Now, they are not Rosie certified, but I've known of them for a long, long time, okay? They're called Todd's Porcelain and Fiberglass Repair.
What was the first word?
Like the man's name, Todd.
Oh, Todd.
Todd. Okay. Todd. And their number is 835-7070.
Okay, I will definitely call them.
Call them and talk to them, and then you owe me the obligation of letting me know how they do. Call me back and let me know, okay?
I will.
All right, dear.
Thank you very much.
Stretch those appliances. Good. You know, they don't. It seems like the appliances are one of those things they don't quite make like they used to. You know, when you could buy a refrigerator that lasts 60 years.
I thought you were just going to tell her to whatever paint product you use to put LSU colors on that 1950s refrigerator you used to have.
Yeah, we had a little cooler at the fish camp. It was a Westinghouse with the old big compressor mounted on top, and that thing was 60 years old, and it kept cold drinks colder than any refrigerator I've ever had in my life.
And when it started getting rusted on the outside, we put purple and gold on it with LSU decal.
I striped it up in
the
team colors.
We need a picture of that somewhere. He's not joking. Before we get to our next call, I'm going to bring in the director of the Arizona Community Tree Council because they have a very special event I'll be broadcasting at next Saturday. Give our listeners a preview of it. Good morning, Bev.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
We are well. Thank you. Tell us about y'all's big event next weekend.
We are going to have the Arizona Tree Festival and Tree Climbing Championship on February 25th in Esteban Park, Phoenix, which is about 5 miles south of Sky Harbor. And this event is sponsored by the Arizona Community Tree Council and the City of Phoenix. And it's going to be a fabulous event with a lot of climbers and trees. These are industrial athletes who work with trees for a living. They're certified arborists, and it's amazing to watch them climb through the trees to compete in the events that lead to the championship. And we're also going to be including a lot of festival activities around the championship, including having some food trucks, lots of activities for kids, some exhibit booths that include an Ask an Arborist booth, a booth about careers in arboriculture, and a lot of other information. It's going to be a really exciting day.
And when you say the City of Phoenix, I've been at the last three tree climbing championships that I can recall, and they've never been. It was Prescott, it was Flagstaff, it was the Boyce Thompson Arboretum. Mm-hmm. It was always a traveling event. What made y'all bring it into the city?
Well, the City of Phoenix is one of the places that we have pegged to participate. We do try and keep this moving around the state because it is an Arizona event. And the City of Phoenix was gracious enough to want to partner with us to host this year. So we're hosting with the City of Phoenix.
Wonderful. And this festival, y'all have never tied a festival in with the climbing championship.
This is a little new this year. But we got a lot of enthusiastic response about adding a tree festival to it, something that, in addition to celebrating the climbing competition and really just being amazed at the talent and athletic ability of the climbers, that we were also going to be really focusing on the amazing benefits of the trees they're climbing and the trees that they're taking care of in our urban forests. So the festival sort of grew out of the fact that the people who are coming to watch this, and we open this up as for free to anybody in the community who wants to come and celebrate trees, learn more about the value of trees, and learn more about this profession that takes care of the trees in our urban forest.
That's at Esteban Park next Saturday. What time does it all start?
Well, the climbers will be there early, but we are recommending that people really think about coming sometime between 9 and 10 a.m., and then it's come and go. It lasts until 5 o'clock. We'll have five different events that'll be ongoing the entire day, and then we'll have a master's challenge where the best of the best compete for the final championship, and that'll be later in the day. And then that winner will go on to the competitions leading up to the international competition for the best tree climber in the world.
And y'all's website for more information?
More information can be found at aztrees.org.
Ms. Beverly Babb, we appreciate your time. We'll see you next Saturday at the annual Arizona Tree Climbing Championship.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.